You are now ready to
start a journey to which you will never return.
It's just fish fucking satire.
Hello, girls and boys.
Let's listen now to
something very unpleasant, without a doubt.
And all that bullshit.
Fatal results.
These records
made me sick enough and made me feel quite horrible.
Come on! The show's gonna start in a minute!
3, 2, 1, hit it!
The wind got louder and louder.
And again, inhale, stretch those air sacs. Very good, Marianne, and exhale. And inhale. And exhale.
Boy, that was good.
And exhale. Very good, and cool down.
And the best way to do that is
being placed inside a coffin.
He opened the coffin, reached in, and took
dirt.
So they will be clean enough to sell to customers.
But what do you do if the customer's response is no?
Kill people.
During our anniversary sale,
12 children are killed.
I want to see more
children who were snatched and later sacrificed.
If you have time, let the children use
the instruments of death.
Like a horn or a trumpet, maybe.
I believe we've had enough of that in the United States.
The American dream has changed forever, and it's not coming back.
Human sacrifice is common in America.
For travel and entertaining, for business and pleasure.
The sperm cell has to travel all the way up here to find the ovum.
Spread the seeds down your face.
When your mouth is near that part of the body.
But the schoolmaster's body was not found.
He hurries to the potty.
Well, actually, so do I.
After we brought the potty chair home, I let her decorate it herself.
With lights and ornaments
and blood.
Well, it's obvious that sales approach won't work, but the sales associate did say something that was accurate.
They feed on happy thoughts and pleasant musings.
Therefore, Johnny Mathis needs the sympathy, understanding, and cooperation of parents and teachers to help them through these in-between years that we call the age of
bizarre items.
What about religion?
Who fucking cares?
But God was watching, and he said,
give me one good reason why I shouldn't rip you apart.
I'll give you two.
My testicles.
But did you know that you really have two
testicles?
Johnny Mathis.
Give you both
testicles.
One day, Charlie Chick, the rooster boy, gave Uncle Wiggily a
really good blowjob.
Blow his head back.
Blow harder and harder. Suck it up.
We may have to do some jumping about. Stand by.
Well, I tried to tell that to Mommy, but she
jumped out of the bedroom window.
Yes, she jumped when I squeezed the sticks together.
Why, she's so happy, she's blowing
Johnny Mathis.
She's balancing right at the top.
But now he rouses himself, and pulling a red silk bandana from his coattail pocket,
he opened the coffin, reached in, and took
chunks of flesh,
even an
eyeball hanging out,
and put it in the golf bag.
Then he picked up his bag and hurried out the door.
And there he met his muskrat lady housekeeper, Nurse Jane Fuzzy Wuzzy.
Oh, Uncle Wiggily, said Nurse Jane, how silly you look.
Armed with a meat cleaver in one hand and his genitals in the other.
And as she walked away, she laughed. As Nurse Jane Fuzzy Wuzzy laughed and laughed, out from behind a tree popped a long green
dildo.
Give it to me.
Gives a woman the relief she wants.
Now let's examine what happened to some of the money left over after the politicians got theirs.
It was left very messy.
I guess you were right, Linus.
Can you guess which one of the Care Bear cousins wears an ice cream cone on his tummy?
I think that it is
Johnny Mathis.
That's right.
One family with 15 illegitimate children collected 900
skulls.
That is absolutely sobering.
He's drunk.
So drunk he couldn't distinguish right from wrong.
Me neither.
Only a doctor can tell you for sure.
Dr. Gary North says,
I think I shall eat you up.
To hell with the doctor.
Let's see what Dr. Koenig has to say.
I eat guys like you for breakfast.
And for even more breakfast fun, look.
It's an alien.
Hi, this is Michael Warren speaking for the IRS.
Mike seems to be having trouble with his feet.
My feet are killing me.
They drove nails through his poor feet into the pole of the cross.
Introducing the latest fashion bra from Playtex Crush.
They drove long nails through the palms of his hands
in a Playtex Crush.
I'll bet even you can't find me a bra as stylish as this.
The instrument of death.
Get a move on, big noses. People waiting to be crucified out here.
And just in time, too. I was losing my patience.
How do your hands feel now?
I can really feel this working.
It works the same way in your toilet bowl.
How do you feel?
I was pleased with the way things had turned out.
And it made me feel like a piece of shit!
Good.
And goodbye.
Huh?